the Shore Shame Podcast, shining a light to the nations.
Well, shalom once again, everyone. I'm Bill Cloud, and welcome to our Torah tidbit. This time, it's taken from the portion called Lech Lecha, or Go for Yourself. Now, we're in the book of beginnings, and it's interesting that this portion contains a new beginning, that is, with Abraham. With him, God began to call forth a people who would later be called Israel. Interestingly, Jewish tradition states that Abraham, this man of new beginnings, as it were, was born 1948 years after creation. And so for those of you who are familiar with modern history, especially Israeli history, you should recognize why that tradition is of interest, 1948. But in order that he might fulfill God's purpose, it becomes clear that Abraham had to give up everything, country, family, and disconnect from everything he had ever known. And thus we read in Genesis chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out, or lech lecha, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, and go to a land that I will show you. Obviously, he doesn't know where he's going just yet. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all of the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, I find it typical that when we're reading these particular verses, it's quite common, I believe, that as we read this, to focus on the fact that God intended to bless Abraham. I will bless you. I'm going to bless those who bless you. And while it is true that he was going to bless Abraham, it should also be clear that through Abraham and then his seed, God intended to bless all of the nations of the earth. In other words, that the nations might be blessed. Abraham, who was to be blessed, had to be willing to leave everything behind: country, family, father's house. It is also inferred in this call that Abraham would be the one to teach the nations of the one who was calling, the one true God. So it is that tradition states that Abraham, even before he left Haran, started making disciples. He started teaching people about this one true God. And he continued to do so when he came into the land of Canaan. And I bring that out because, as the seed of Abraham, that is what you and I are also called to do. Yeshua said this in Matthew chapter 28, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." And so like Abraham was commanded and then made disciples, likewise it is with you and me. And if we are called, as Abraham was, to make disciples, then it seems logical that we are also called to leave country, family, and father's house. In other words, anything and everything that would prevent us from fulfilling our purpose to be that source of blessing to all the nations of the earth that we are called to be. That means our call is, in a word, to be a servant, or in Hebrew, Eved. So then, I don't believe it is a coincidence that Abraham, this one that we are to emulate, is the first person on record to refer to God as Master, or in Hebrew, Adon. So if we, believers, as the seed of Abraham, if we are to properly follow in his footsteps, we must, as he did, desire to draw closer to the Creator, to the point that we regard ourselves as the servant and our God as Master. That means that we must also be willing to separate, come out from among them, so to speak, to separate from anything that he requires we be set apart from. In other words, we can't mingle with the culture, but we have to distinguish ourselves from the culture. We have to do what Abraham did. We have to come out and we have to cross over. He crossed over the Jordan as an emblematic act of leaving everything behind, and thus he was called Ha-Ivri, or the Hebrew. Spiritually speaking, he was on the other side when compared with others, even though he lived among those that did not know the one true God. So that's what we mean by crossing over. And then the subsequent trials that he endured demonstrated his commitment to be set apart and to be that servant and to overcome any hindrances and any impediments that would keep him from fulfilling his purpose. The greatest of those, I believe, of course, is later in life when he is commanded to go to Moriah, when he was called to offer Isaac as a burnt offering. But the first of these recorded trials was to leave his country, his kin, and his father's house. This kind of devotion is what we, as believers, are also called to emulate. I believe that Yeshua alluded to this fact when he said this in John chapter 8. If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. And if we are the seed of Abraham, we are to emulate those works. Now, there's a rabbinical belief that everything that happened to the patriarchs is a portent for the children, meaning that Abraham's seed, you and I included, can expect to endure similar trials, and we should expect to be required the same sacrifice that was asked of him. The very first thing he was asked to do was to sever himself from the very influences that had heretofore shaped his life. It would seem then that had he remained in that situation, had he stayed in Haran or in Ur, then he would have been incapable of fulfilling God's plan for his life. And so the writer of Hebrews says this in chapter 11, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance." He couldn't receive it if he didn't go there. "And he went out, not knowing where he was going, and so he went by faith. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God." And so we read that because faith is what motivated him to do this, to leave everything behind. Now, going back to the rabbinical tradition, if everything that happens to the fathers is a portent for the children, should we not also expect to be asked to leave even those most personal types of situations if they would prevent us from fulfilling God's purpose in our life? Now, all of this brings me to this statement by Yeshua in Matthew chapter 16 when he says this, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." In short, this is precisely what God called Abraham to do, to deny himself and to follow God to a place that he would eventually show him. Faith, then, not knowledge, is what spurred him on, and that faith translated into total devotion to the one who had called him to leave everything behind. And so then, as children of Abraham, we must, as Yeshua exhorted, deny ourselves completely and wholly, and we must take up our cross and follow him wherever he leads and be willing to leave whatever he requires of us behind us. It's one thing to speak it. It's another thing entirely to do it. And so I pray that he will grant us the strength to do just that, to take up our cross and to follow him. That's it. That's all for this week's Torah Tidbit. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, shalom.
Like what you're hearing? Become a BuildCloud Premium Partner to watch or listen to hundreds of hours of teachings and resources on demand. Go to BuildCloud.com/subscribe to start watching today.